We tend to think about scanning and printing as something that you do with pieces of paper, two-dimensional objects. But now, a geological museum in Wyoming is scanning and printing things in 3D. They're using 3D scanners and printers to make plastic replicas of dinosaur bones and other fossils, which can help with research, and make collections accessible to scientists and museum goers around the world. Willow Belden went to Casper and filed this report.
Attached to Casper's Tate Geological Museum are a series of dusty back rooms. Triceratops bones are laid out on a high table. Smaller specimens line the shelves. Researchers chisel away at fossils they've unearthed, trying to learn about the history of the specimens and get them ready to put out on display. Today, there's an additional project going on here, 3D scanning of a small fossil. J.P. Cavagelli is the Tate's field operations specialist. He brings out the specimen they're working on today. It's about a foot long and consists of a long backbone and an angular skull. The creature is a triathic nothosaur.
Which is not a dinosaur. It's a marine reptile related to plesiosaurs, which in common everyday language is Loch Ness Monster. What we're looking at here is, that's the skull right there. It's a little crushed, but you can see the line of teeth here. These are actually his eye holes. And a string of vertebrae coming through here.
Cavagelli sets the fossil on a table, and Stephen Cowley, who's doing the 3D scanning, starts setting up his equipment. It's pretty simple, really. He's got a laptop with special software, a digital camera, a projector, and a whiteboard with a series of black dots and circles. He sets the fossil in front of the whiteboard and positions his camera and projector just so.
It works off of the same principles of stereoscopic vision. So one eye is the camera, one eye is the projector.
By focusing both on the same spot, you can create a 3D image of something. Cowley turns on the projector, and a beam of light falls across the fossil. Then he goes to work on his computer.
So now it's kind of calibrating itself, or we're getting basic reading?
We're determining where our left eye is.
Okay.
And now we're good.
When Cowley is done scanning the fossil, he'll have a 3D digital image of the specimen on his computer. Then the museum can use a 3D printer to create a plastic replica of the fossil. That's useful because this is the only triathic nothosaur skeleton in North America. So when they send the real thing back to the Geological Museum in Laramie, they can put the copy on display in Casper. Creating replicas of fossils isn't new, but traditionally it's been done by making silicone casts, and that can be dangerous with delicate specimens. The nothosaur, for example, has teeth that are only half a centimeter long, and the gaps in between are tiny.
And if you start filling those little gaps with silicone, as soon as you pull the silicone off, you would break the teeth off.
Cavagelli says silicone can also discolor some specimens, so it's safer to make the replicas with a 3D scanner. Plus, it has the potential to make life easier for researchers.
So that if Dr. So-and-so in Tokyo wants to look at a specimen from Wyoming, he's like, get on the computer, send him a 3D scan. He can look at it, rotate it in a screen, and
print it
if he wanted to, yep. It's a lot easier and maybe cheaper than sending a specimen to Japan.
Wyoming's museums aren't alone in their efforts to start making digital replicas. The Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. is embarking on a project to scan part of its massive collection of fossils and sculptures, and other institutions are following suit as well. Nick Pineson is a paleontologist at the Smithsonian. His team did 3D scans of whale fossils in South America, and he says for giant specimens like whales and dinosaurs, being able to create smaller but still accurate replicas is an excellent research tool.
All of a sudden, you can actually handle and manipulate something that would have been impossible to do otherwise. All of a sudden, you're able to perceive the entire skeleton in one glimpse, and then you can compare it to other skeletons right next to it. That kind of comparative work is really the gold standard.
3D scanning is also helping scientists piece together history. When they discover a new specimen, they can scan the material around that specimen. That allows them to analyze things like the angle at which plants were deposited in the area. The Tate Museum in Casper is doing that kind of scanning with the T-Rex they recently unearthed in Wyoming, and it's helped them to determine that the dinosaur probably died in a flood. Aside from the specific things researchers can learn from 3D scans, there's general agreement that the technology has a democratizing effect on science. Again, Nick Pineson at the Smithsonian.
Data become freely available online. A lot more people can learn about natural history that may not be in their backyard. So I think that opens the door research-wise to a lot more people contributing and asking scientific questions. So I really think that this kind of digital technology is really going to be a boon to everybody.
Of course, all this emphasis on duplication doesn't mean original fossils aren't important, too. Still, most agree that scanning, sharing, and replicating collections is going to be the future for natural history museums. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Willow Belden.